discussion session. That means that I will not allow you to sit back and say nothing. I want you to participate. So let's make a little bit different. Let's put away the laptops if possible, and well, let's actually try to discuss some. It will be, just to make it clear, it will be about European legislation. So you are allowed to be here, of course, and you're welcome to discuss, but I don't want to go into every single country's intellectual property law, because that would make it extremely complicated for the discussion.
Would you give some hints about how European legislation is different from other countries? Or?
I think the European legislation is, well, it's just quite the same all over Europe.
Continental Europe?
Yes.
Okay.
So the European Union.
Except Britain.
It's, well, I'm not a lawyer. I won't go into that. Including Britain, yeah. But the thing is, the whole idea behind this discussion is that the European Union is currently asking for input on some intellectual property legislation, and they are making legislation. So all the countries will have to abide that. Okay, I will give a short introduction on why we are here in the first place. Then I will ask Alice to give a short summary on what has been discussed at an earlier meeting between some chapters, and then I will ask you to give some suggestions, and then we will prioritize these suggestions. I will ask you to speak only in this microphone, because otherwise it will not be understood on the video. Last year in July, the Dutch Wikimedia chapter was invited by the Ministry of Legal Affairs to give the input on a European green paper. That means the European Commission sent out a paper with some questions to all the people in Europe, like saying, hey, we plan to do this, we want to change this, what are your thoughts about it? The next step was that the Wikimedia Netherlands forwarded that request more or less to the chapters. We discussed it together and we came to a reply. We were involved as well in the Dutch government's answer, and I think in the end 5 or 6 chapters sent in a formal reply to the European Commission. I think that was a very successful cooperation between the chapters, and it was actually one of the times that you could really see that there is an added value if chapters cooperate together. The next step was that apparently there is an interest by the governments to really involve Wikimedia in this kind of processes. They are willing to listen to us. So I think this is really a major opportunity to use that influence and to make the life of Wikimedians easier. There are a lot of problems we are coming across all the time in Wikimedia Commons, in Wikipedia, in Wikisource, in any project, which are related to intellectual property boundaries. So I would like to give you later on in this discussion a lot of opportunity to come with these problems and to find out what is actually the problem we should be fighting for. What are the things that are really problematic? As a follow-up of that discussion, we, I think, 6 chapters in the Wikimedia Foundation met in Brussels, and I will ask Alice to summarize a little bit on what happened there.
Okay, hi. We met at the end of June in Brussels from individual people from... I'm just introducing, and I'm trying to say who is we. Yes, of course.
The microphone is used for the video. It's not a room speaker.
Okay. I'm trying to speak louder. Maybe stand up. Okay. So we met in Brussels at the end of June. Do you understand me? Okay. And we were 6 people from Wikimedia chapters of Europe, and there were bands from Wikimedia Hungary, Christophe from Wikimedia France, me from Wikimedia Germany, Marco from Wikimedia Netherlands, and Marco from Wikimedia Italy, and Ting Chang from the Wikimedia Foundation joined the meeting. And Pavel from Wikimedia Poland. That was we. And we met in Brussels to fix up some points and start the discussion of our individual inputs for the Green Book. And there we sit the whole Saturday and start up thinking what are the next steps to force better cooperation and the next steps to follow up these things. And one of the outcomes of this meeting was that we need to meet once more and we need to fix up what issues are really relevant to the Wikimedia movement. So we're trying to make a list of priorities and special points we are trying to follow up. And there we are in this moment, that's the status. So we are planning to meet again. And now we are here to try to get some input from you for which points are relevant for our next discussions. So, Lord Beck.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. So right now what I want to do is try to collect as much as possible problems within the Wikimedia movement, which we are finding out. Okay, we are missing the markers. Okay, so I won't write it down right now, but I hope to do that later on. Can you note it down? Thank you. So we were trying to find out which are the problems you are experiencing. So what boundaries on intellectual property is really troubling you right now? Is there anyone who would like to go first? Matthias.
From my personal point of view in Wikipedia, the most painful question is the question about reproduction of public domain work and the question whether a two-dimensional reproduction of a public domain work becomes in copyright again. You may know that there is at least a threat of a lawsuit in the United Kingdom against a single individual Wikipedia user in the United States, which is the bizarre aspect of this one. So Wikimedia itself is not yet threatened by a lawsuit, but we are of course affected by the situation and this fuzzy situation. We are quite confident that in the United States it is legal to take two-dimensional reproductions of public domain works because there is no new copyright created. The European situation seems to be rather fuzzy, and there is strong evidence to suggest that it's not otherwise and not different from the United States situation, but we need to clarify this.
So if I summarize that, just only with the microphone, please. But if I summarize that, you say it's not really clear what the current situation is. It's not so much that it's really wrong, but it would be nice to clarify it, right? Okay. Okay, you, wait a second.
No, I just wanted to hear a more, just for clarification, an example.
A painter lives from 1700 to 1777. He paints a picture, the painting becomes public domain in the 19th century. But the question is, if I take now a photograph of this painting, do I create a new copyrighted image or not? If I do so, no one else would be allowed to use the reproduction somewhere else without my permission. If no new copyright is created, anyone would be free to take the reproduction. If the original work is not available to the public and the only thing in the public is a reproduction, basically the image becomes in copyright again. And this is contrary to any goal of copyright that we are aware of.
I think that's exactly the whole point, that if you make a two-dimensional copy, then it is identical,
okay.
No new work. Okay, so that's actually the current ongoing dispute. Any other ideas? Just let's have a brainstorm a little bit. Anything that's bugging you about European intellectual property law right now? Master.
database rights.
You think they should be totally removed, or you think they should be adapted to be more useful? And in what way?
I'm not sure that I understand the European law specifically enough to answer that question. It would probably be more convenient for us to have them totally removed.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I'm not sure of the current status, but the whole issue of software patents, because we're in a day and age where innovation using software is rampant, and the idea that someone comes up with a new idea and it's in the public interest to not let anyone else reproduce that same idea in software is more damaging to the public than helpful.
I would like to add on this, and the specific question is a shift of first to invent to first to file when it comes to patent application. This would be a large threat to any open source project.
But is this something we should lobby on? I mean, Wikimedia project. Okay. Okay, we'll see later.
I can write down. I think that will work. But actually, I thought maybe I'm not a lawyer, so I might be wrong on this. But I thought that actually the software patents were an American problem and not a European. Is that European as well?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's fine. We're clear on that. Matthias.
Next issue: government works, and the question of copyright to government works.
Okay, so what the license should be on government works, right?
If any,
okay.
And something that bugs me is the length of the copyright after the author's dead.
So you mean the duration,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So and do you mean mainly like not extending it or shortening it?
Shortening it,
okay. Because that's not a problem, maybe to note that there might also be other organizations who want to lengthen it. So we might to counter lobby that.
Just in addition to what Matthias said, not only government works, but also publicly funded works in general.
Okay, thank you.
I guess mine is kind of broad. And basically, it's the United States has copyright, and there's a clause in the Constitution that talks about copyright. And it starts by saying, to promote the science and useful arts, there shall be some sort of copyright. So there is a certain attachment of, we have copyright because it has to fulfill a certain purpose, which is to promote arts and sciences. So I would like to see that copyright law actually, regardless of anywhere, United States or European Union or anywhere else, has this precondition that for there to be copyright and somebody to have the benefit of copyright, it has to be some activity that actually say that by giving you copyright, we are promoting arts and sciences. So for example, if it's an activity that can clearly be told that it's neither for arts nor for science, then there's no copyright. Simple as that.
So limiting the copyright to certain groups of works?
Purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So a direct follow-up on that, if governments could commission studies questioning that, do the current laws actually promote creativity, promote innovation? So having scientific reviews of this, basically getting consortiums, both industry representatives, free intellectual property representatives to do rigorous studies on what are the effects of current laws and what laws would actually promote innovation and creativity.
Okay, thank you. So a study on the effectivity.
Yes, of current legislation and proposed.
Okay, thank you. Matthias.
The next topic would be the impact on collection societies on preventing collection, the effect on collection societies on the on the accessibility of technology. Background is, if you buy a computer in Germany, a share of the money you spend is not given to the manufacturer, it's given to a collecting society under the assumption that you will use this computer or device for copying material. So a creator gets compensated for this, at least for some share. If the work is under a free license, basically these creators do not get the compensation right now, but you still pay 20 euros for a new printer, 40 euros for a new scanner, and 60 euros for a new computer. I'm making numbers up, but you get the idea.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. To continue on the collecting society issue, I think it's a broader problem. I work for Creative Commons in the Netherlands, and before that, France, and we already met. And collecting societies actually prevent their member to license some of their work under an open content license. So I don't know in details all the specifics of all the statutes of all the collecting societies of all the countries in Europe, but for many of them, it's impossible. So it could lead to this crazy situation that if you are a musician and make music for a living and want to receive royalties for that, you could be prevented to contribute to Wikipedia because you're supposed to bring all of your works to a collecting society. Well, I'm not sure if it's the case everywhere, but there's a big conflict between collecting societies and free culture. And maybe competition law could help, but this really has to be clarified.
Just a follow-up question: do you know whether that's a European problem, like in the European law, or is that like a problem that just appears in every single country because of their local laws?
It's not related to law. It's related to the bylaws, the statutes of the collecting societies, which are contradictory with open content licenses and practices. And it's not regulated by law yet. And I think that the law could help. It should be or deregulated, okay, depending on.
Thank you.
To answer your follow-up question, it is insofar a European issue already because the European Commission has indicated that it's willing to deal with the fragmentation of the market of rights management. So they are considering just creating a European license market for companies trading with these rights so that there could be a European iTunes. The things they didn't mind. Which is related to these collective societies. The thing I would add to the list is orphan works, copyright orphans.
Yeah, so to clarify a little bit, that's works from which we do not know who is the author.
Works of which we are certain that they are in copyright, but we are unable to identify the current owner of rights of usage.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Yes?
I think we have to think over which works are copyrighted, because in my opinion, to be protected by copyright, a work has to be somehow creative. And nowadays, if I take a picture of my built-in camera in the mobile phone, it will be copyrighted just as well as the work of a professional photographer. And I think the standard is much too low, so that even trivial works are copyrighted.
So if I'm correct, you would like to raise the threshold for something to be creative?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
I'll just say for clarification that I represent here a country which is not an EU country, but will be influenced by any change that will be, because the laws in Israel are modeled after the EU and the United States. Now, the panorama Freiheit, I think, is very it's a very important issue, because I understood that it doesn't exist in Europe, or at least in continental Europe, or partially exist. And I mean, that if. But it depends on which. I mean, there is also a difference between the works that you can photograph or sketch. I mean, suppose a work is displayed publicly, permanently publicly, then sometimes it is legal to photograph it or to sketch it. Sometimes it's illegal. It depends on the kind of work. And in my opinion, it should be totally free. I mean, once a creation becomes part of the view, then it's public.
So if I understand correctly, currently panorama Freiheit is not regulated on a European level, but you would like it to be?
Yes, even as a visitor of Europe, okay. It's problematic.
Any other suggestions? Because a suggestion I would like to bring in myself, if I may, is... No? No, there are a lot of different laws in Europe, and something that might be interesting is that if something is you can freely use in one country, it should be able, it should be possible to freely use it in another country of the same European Union. So that means that you are actually using the principle of the most flexible law. So if a work is being published in Germany and it's free available in Germany, you are allowed to reuse it there, then you should also be allowed to reuse it in another country.
Do you mean harmonize the exceptions?
Not harmonizing it, but agreeing that the least harmful should be the one you can use. So you can choose. You can.
Okay, I'm not sure.
It's not harmonizing on a European level, but agreeing that if you can use something in one state, you cannot be prosecuted in another because it's illegal there.
So if Romania decided to abolish copyright, then there would be no copyright in the European Union?
No, but if it's a work from a Romanian, then it would be weird that you would be prosecuted in Germany because you are...
So some attachment to that member state by possibly him being a Romanian or...
It would probably require some lawyers to work it out.
Yes, that's really complicated.
Sorry. Wait a second, because they can't hear you.
Michael just erased standardize, but I think that would fit too.
Might work, might also have negative.
Okay, but in the status of brainstorming, I think it would be a right term.
So the reason I erased standardizing was to try and follow what Lodvik was saying, that there's a difference between harmonizing and simply applying the principle of the most flexible law, which is actually something that the United States does as well in some of its copyright rules. But I agree standardizing might be something that would be beneficial, assuming that the standard is, in fact, the more flexible one.
If I may comment on that, maybe standardizing is relevant within the EU, but if we're talking about using the most flexible law, then it goes beyond the EU. I mean, if you take a picture in Afghanistan, for example, under more flexible rules than those in the Netherlands, why would it be restricted in the Netherlands?
I was specifically talking about the European Union because there is a freedom of exchange of goods, there's a freedom of exchange of people, so that it would make sense to continue in that direction also for the freedom of intellectual property or something like that. Okay, any other suggestions? Matthias.
One question that was asked in the Green Book from the European Commission, which was quite important, was the discussion about restrictions of copyright when it comes to enabling disabled people to circumvent DRM measures to make the stuff readable. And I would love to see opinions about this. Is this a tool for us to break into the concept of DRM which might damage us as Wikipedia in having a public domain picture in front of us, but being restricted by DRM measures to actually take it.
Just for clarification, DRM is digital rights management.
Digital restrictions management, actually. I think you didn't listen to the keynote earlier. we already have government works and publicly funded works, but this doesn't cover public data. So the availability of public data is a core thing, I think. Yeah, like geodata of anything.
The technical term is PSI, public sector information.
Public sector information, just for the video record.
Thank you. Okay, anything else? Because otherwise we are going to try to prioritize this a little bit. No? Anything? Okay. Let's see. So let's go through the list very quickly. We have the 2D reproductions, whether they are new works or not. We have the database rights. We have software patents. We have copyright to government works. We have copyright to publicly funded works. We have duration of copyright, whether it should be shorter or whether we should at least prevent it to be longer. We have stating a purpose for copyright, or also maybe applying more strictly that purpose. Promoting art, sciences, creativity, and innovation. The impact on collection societies when works are freely licensed. Surtax, restrictions on the membership. Orphan works, when the right holders cannot be identified, but the works are still in a public domain, not in a public domain. Raising the threshold for the creativity of works. Panorama Freiheit. The principle of applying the most flexible law. Harmonizing the European intellectual property legislation. Exceptions to circumvent rules. Disability, digital restrictions management. Archives. And public sector information. So are there any of these areas where you say don't go there at all? You have something to add?
Or? Before that, there's something I mentioned but didn't appear there.
On the point stating a purpose for copyright, I suggested that governments would commission evidence-based studies to actually evaluate what are the effects of current intellectual property rights on these stated societal benefits.
Okay, good point, thank you. So are there any points here where you say, please don't go there, it's too risky, or it's really the wrong way to go for Wikimedia?
I wouldn't touch software patents. There's plenty of other people already doing that. And it's just something that's not quite core to our mission.
Okay. Anyone who thinks we really should, it's important to touch it?
Well, the Wikimedia project is also about a media wiki, the software we use, and we also develop media wiki, and it's really important issue there too. So I think we should include it.
I understand both arguments. I would think the best approach probably would be to have it a secondary goal and limit us ourselves to in this regard to support other organizations who are engaging in this area but not doing it ourselves, because it's not our core competence. This is more about content, and we probably can achieve much more there when we concentrate on that. Works, not content, sorry, yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, can we agree on that to make it really a secondary secondary purpose?
Not a singular purpose. I mean, with this group lobbying, we have a main goal, which is content, which is the core mission of Wikimedia. then what we can do is say, as Ernie said, we support X or Y working on software patterns, but not working on that, not at all, not even mentioning it, just supporting.
Okay. I mean, so support only and not working, so only support, right? Okay, can you, that's the black one, that's good. Yeah. Okay, is anything else we really should not try to touch? Okay, then let's go to the other side of the spectrum. What is really, really, really important? Which would have like the highest impact and a highest chance of success? Yun.
Well, I think that 2D reproductions is the most important one because it can have a huge impact on, you know, museum reproductions and stuff like that.
I think the copyright in government and works and publicly funded works should be most important because it's already happening in the United States, and I think we can do that in Europe as well. So we have a very high chance of success here.
Okay, I'll speak on your behalf. I think, the influence of government works, making them as free as possible, will have influence beyond the EU. So as far as I'm concerned, I have a lot of interest in EU chapters to go, and we're trying to lobby for this in Israel, and once there is a lobby in Europe, I think it would be tremendous. It would have tremendous influence in other countries.
Just to clarify, the public information also includes stuff like the European Space Agency, and it's yep. quite broad, right? Yep. Okay. Any other? You were asking for clarification. So,
what type of works are covered?
So the type of works would be everything that is being created by a government official person. So, for example, the European Space Agency is a part of the European Union, so they would be covered. So all the photos they are making are currently non-commercially licensed, is that correct? Only for non-commercial purposes and educational purposes even. So and STEP would be like to get that under a CC BY SA license or even public domain or...
Because there's already a lot of work being done on public access to publicly funded research specifically, and we already have several mandates in place, and we're beginning to work on public access to publicly funded educational materials as well. So I think that there are several groups that we can partner with.
So the partnering would be actually a reason to make it a higher priority because it would make it easier, you think?
I think if more groups come together to work on it, it definitely adds force to policymakers.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to add something on partnering, so thanks, Melissa, for the transition. So you're aware of Communia, which is a digital network, the European network on the digital public domain, and gathering some of the Creative Commons European institution and many other organizations and academics. And we are currently in the same process. So we gathered policy recommendations and we're trying to structure them and to see how we can push an agenda. So I don't know if, when, how, it would be possible to coordinate, but yeah, I think it would be useful at least to keep each other posted of on the priorities. So we already had meetings on public sector information and open access to scientific works, and so we obviously have a common agenda and scarce resources. So hopefully something can be. So, yeah,
okay, that's great. I think that we should try to keep the partner suggestions to the end. I think it's a great discussion. And we'll first try to prioritize a little bit and then go after which organizations would be potential partners and definitely list them because I think it's a great suggestion.
I would like to recommend focusing on government works and not so much on publicly funded works. There are a lot of groups working in this field. Unfortunately, many of them working in the open access area seem to be neglecting the fine line of the, for example, the Berlin Declaration on open access in humanities and science when it comes to the right to use the text beyond just free as in beer access. They do so deliberately to not to appear like fundamentalists or something like this, but actually they seem to be hurting us in a way that they stop campaigning whenever work is free as in beer on a website. So we should separate these issues.
Okay, thank you. So can we agree that publicly funded or government works, at least that region, is one of the focus areas? Yes? Okay, thank you. Are there any other points? So there is the government works and the 2D reproductions I heard. Is there anyone else? Like, you can just raise hands as well. Who thinks that's an important area we should focus on, or is that already more or less covered in the law as well? Is there any? The 2D reproductions.
It's not covered in law.
You say not covered?
It's not. No,
okay.
Extremely hot topic.
Yes. Okay, so.
There's one Supreme Court case in the United States and a whole bunch of other questions and discussions around it. So.
Okay, so you say it's not covered. So do we think it's important, more important than any of the other things? Are there any other points you would like to focus on? Any suggestions? I don't think we should vote. I think we should try to.
No votes.
Okay, and please come up. Who thinks, for example, that let's say the principle of applying the most flexible law is something realistic? Is there anyone who thinks it's realistic or it's very, very good to achieve? Matthias shakes no, please not, or?
It has some resemblance on questions in the European Union that have already been asked. For example, is it possible for someone living in Germany to create a company under Dutch law or under UK law? And technically it is possible to create a limited under UK law located in Germany using UK regulations, which are fine for the first 2 years. Usually, if you are a fraud, 2 years is only what you need for a limited. So it is not unheard of, but this is a so fundamental and dramatic change. The only thing I could imagine how to do it is in a coup d'etat or during nightfall, writing it into a draft and hoping no one notices. I fear that in some cases laws are written that way. So it might work, but I wouldn't recommend focusing on it.
Okay, so not focusing on that. You, yes?
I don't think it's a bad idea at all, but I think it's not realistic because it's technically too complicated to achieve, and there would be higher chances of success to focus on public sector or information or other. So it's not a judgment, it's just a strategic suggestion.
That's true. Okay, so you say public sector information might be one of the focus points.
Yes, and I also say that the harmonization, it looks very important, but it triggers international private law in addition to the European directive. So I'm afraid that it would be a lot more efforts and a lot less chances of success just because of the legalese technicalities.
Okay. So yes?
In my opinion, I think we should focus first at the thing that will, how should I call it, a safe bet. Just to create a momentum in our causes.
And you have any suggestion for that safe bet?
Maybe government work.
Government work. Any other safe bets? Anything
can
we?
Can I add something to the answer?
Wait a second.
Yes, orphan works and access to public domain works? Both.
The digital rights management, the digital restrictions
management. Or no, it includes that, but it's broader. I was actually referring to the access to public domain works, which it also includes photographs of paintings which are in the public domain. Yeah. Okay. So focus first on public domain and then see all the barriers which may prevent access to those works.
Okay, thank you. So that's, yes, Christoph.
Yeah, often works because there are many countries working on it, especially in France, with some commission working really on it. Well, I think you're French, so CSPLA is really working on it. And even in the European Commission, there are people ready to make it move on, even if it's not in our favor, at least there is something moving on. So lobbying on this is on short-term goals, which can be achievable within like 1 or 2 years span time. So I think often was should be one of the priority because it's easy and quick and could be doable.
There will be a meeting in Brussels on September 9th from the European Commission on the Google Book settlement, which is an American Publishers Association sued Google for its Google Book Search project. The lawsuit was turned into an out-of-court settlement, which by U.S. rules still has to be acknowledged by the court when a suit has been brought in. The hearing for this settlement was postponed several times, and the settlement proposal is extremely complex, but effectively it creates some kind of a copyright registry, which is, in my opinion, a good thing. It creates a modus operandi under which Google is allowed to make in copyright books accessible via Google Book Search, even for commercial purposes, even selling it. It's extremely tricky. There is an amazing talk from Larry Lessig about the Google Book Search settlement available to the internet. I really recommend that you read it. And the European publishers are going ballistic about this because they feel to be affected. Yes, so basically, OpenWorks, it's an ongoing topic. There are discussions ongoing. We are dealing with companies larger than Wikipedia, still larger than Wikipedia, at least for the next 2 years. if we want to get engaged into this one, we have to do it now, and we have to do it with a high level of dedication. Otherwise, it will be just embarrassing for us without being able to follow the debate, not being able to influence it, and just making a laughstock out of Wikimedia and its goals.
But do you think it's realistic to still reach that 9 September deadline?
I'm working on a response on behalf of Wikimedia Germany on this specific hearing where I mention some of the points we would like to see in a broader often works settlement, but it has to be approved by my board, by my CEO, and it will be made available to you probably on September 8th or something like this.
But could you make drafts available as well, so chapters could maybe draft their own response based on your thoughts?
Can't promise. I hope so. Let's see.
I'm looking to your boss.
I haven't seen the draft yet. So
but can he privately share the drafts with other chapters?
I have no problem with him sharing draft status. Yes.
Okay. Yay.
That's what I love my director for. There's nothing in there which they would regret.
Okay. Any other? A good focus point would as well be OpenWorks and anything related with public domain directly, because, well, there would be not so much resistance to that. Anything else? For example, the duration of the copyright, would that actually be something we...
That's problematic because of the WIPO.
Yeah.
And
I think we should be careful to be sure that it's not going to be even longer, but we should not try to have it shorter because it's unrealistic, totally. I mean, if we want to try to have it like 50 years, we will never achieve that because opposing us, there will be like tons of industry companies saying, no way. And they have millions of euros to invest just in stopping us having it shorter. But preventing it to be longer, it's a much easier task because you are not like, you have not less opposition. So being careful, having not the copyright duration getting more longer. Sorry. Yeah.
25 years ago, we thought a free software operating system would never happen, and we thought that democracy would never come to East Germany, and we thought the idea of a free content encyclopedia that everyone could access was not just impossible; it was unimaginable. So I don't think that we can say what is impossible. We can say it's impossible next year or 5 years from now, but in 10 years, it's entirely possible that this movement that we have here today in what's still a seed can have a much bigger effect on the world.
But do you agree it should not be a focus point right now? Okay, no, because that's the whole discussion. Okay, thank you.
I just want to add to these inspirational things that none of these things were in the interests of companies like Sony and Walt Disney. We're talking about basically taking away business from existing companies in a very, very large scale. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think it's possible to prevent it from being extended any longer or to find some way to shorten, but not really shorten, or have some exemption or something. But I would not try to set up a goal where copyright term would be reduced to 50 years for everybody. It's a nice thing, but you're all going to be dead before that's going to happen.
Okay, thank you.
Can I comment? We have to be very vigilant about changes in such conventions like WIPO, and these changes in the period of copyrights are usually done quite silently. And I, for example, was quite surprised to learn about the recent change in the. Pardon? Yes, for example, the duration of copyrights for images. There is a change introduced in the international convention here, and it passed quite silently. I mean, if we want to prevent extension, we have to be very vigilant about these things.
How much time do we have still left? 5 minutes. Okay. So I think we have a good overview of what possible points are to focus on. And I think it's also up to the chapters who are participating in this process to find out, like, what is realistic. I think we have a good input from the community right now. I think we have some great responses, some great thoughts. There were some points on the list which I think didn't come up yet in the discussion, so I really would like to thank everybody for the input. But I would like to take the last few minutes for the thing we put to the end, which is the partnering organizations. Because, yeah, I know we're short of time, but we will have more time to discuss later on. So the partnering organizations, what would you think would be cool partners to work with on this, or partners which would be really helpful? Christoph, you had a... Okay.
I may be the only one who doesn't have a list of names in my head, but when you consider these, look at who else is meant to gain from whatever change you're trying to achieve. And that may be other commercial companies. And in fact, it probably is a good thing if it's other commercial companies because they tend to have money if they gain to profit from it. So, send a profit from it. So, whatever changes we have in here, talking about 2D productions, who would benefit from that? Who are the people who are benefiting from that? Maybe they don't know yet that they would benefit from it. So you talk to them, try to figure out if there is some common ground, some way to work together. It's a little unusual to do that, or because we tend to think of lobbying organizations or other nonprofits or political groups, but it may very well be that it's in the best interest of IBM that 2D productions are in public domain. It may not be, I don't know. It's not in the interest of museums, for example, but it
might be in the interest of people publishing books of and selling postcards. So you don't have to pay museums anymore to sell the postcards.
Thank you. Any other organizations? You mentioned, can I just get the name again? Just so we can write it down.
Comunia, which is a European network on the digital public domain. And we've been explicitly asked by the European Commission to provide policy recommendations.
Very good.
So, and because we are in the process apparently of requesting things from Matthias through his boss, maybe a good way could be for you to attend one of our policy recommendation meetings. No need to answer or to commit by today.
Okay, just a weird thought maybe, but Creative Commons, are they into?
Most of the Creative Commons European affiliated institutions are members of Comunia.
Okay. Thank you. Any other?
And Creative Commons Europe, the non yet existing entity, meets during Comunia meetings. So it's the same group of people.
There's a lot of overlap.
Also library organizations, because they have the same desire for openness to the content as well. And many of them are already involved in the open access movement. And although maybe with the Berlin Declaration, it's a question of licenses, but many of the largest open access publishers actually use CC BY, so it's quite common.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I would recommend to find out if there are any established political parties in any European country which would support one of these courses, because it makes it much... Sorry? A relevant one. one with a voice, and not with a Twitter account. And so I think a political party might be a very good partner, especially for us, because we are new to the whole lobbying game. And I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I have no idea about how well organized. Well, there are no European parties. There are only European associations of European parties or of national parties on European level. So, but don't forget political parties. Find someone there to partner with. That might be very helpful.
Okay. Good point. Thank you.
Just for commercial organizations, Google comes to mind naturally. They're already fighting. They're already lobbying to try to get access to all these things, so they would probably want to, and they probably know entities in Europe, commercial entities in Europe that they would like to partner with. They want free access to information.
Maybe a lot of internet companies in general who are having troubles with copyrights in general, right? Might be.
Are they having that problem?
I can imagine that the problems.
They're not liable.
Okay. Okay, any other part organization which might be really interesting to partner with?
I think the Free Software Foundation in Europe might be a potential partner. They're, of course, more focusing on software and not so much on works. But I think with the software patents and some other aspects that like DRM, there could be some kind. They could be a potential partner.
Okay, thank you. Okay, one last quick round of potential partners. Otherwise, I'm going to give Christoph the last word. No? Okay.
Okay. So first, thank you to Ludovic to organize this discussion group, which was not planned at all. Like we spoke about it like last week or something like that. So it's really. Thank you for organizing it and moderating it. It's really interesting. We are at the early stage of European lobbying within Wikimedia chapters. We are just beginning to speak about it, how to organize ourselves. We didn't have even made the first proposal to chapters, meaning that you know more than most of the chapters member right now. Now we are working so on the organization and on the ideas, which we didn't discuss at all. This is the first time we are speaking about content. So if any of one of you wants to give input to have ideas on who would be partners, well, I think that's especially Creative Commons, so just keep discussing with Alice and I, who are part of it. Just grabbed us at the coffee room and just start speaking because we want input. That's what we're missing right now. That's it. And thank you for participating.
Yes. Thanks, everybody. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.